Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Hey, best friend. Thank you for introducing the show as you do each and every morning. So wonderful to have you as a grandson. Love you, love you, love you, love you. All right, people. Hey, well, thank you for tuning in to, you're listening to WeWork From Home Morning Show here on Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. And, hey, we thank you for taking time to your schedule to tune in and see what we're chiming on, vibing on, and sharing this morning. This morning we're going to talk about giving you some tips around new advertising techniques, tools to help you with your business. And for those of you that are thinking about opening a home-based business, you know, give you some ideas about some things that you need to do. Again, my name is Baba Jahi, and I am a home-based business guru, tax professional, and also a business and marketing coach. And you can contact me by calling 252-406-0774. Also, that same number as we throughout the course of the show, you can send in a text if you have a question about something that we're covering in terms of a particular show, in terms of the day. You can text your question to 252-406-0774. Some people say, why do you use the text format? Well, hey, that ties into a part of our topic today, you know, about mobile marketing. But why we use the text format is, you know, here on Blog Talk, you can have people call in, and you can open a line and take on a question. But sometimes people call in and they don't have a question that's on point or on relationship to the topic that you're dealing with. Sometimes you might get prank calls, another thing. So I do not use that particular format. That way you send in a text, I can see the question, and if the question's related to the subject matter that we're dealing with, then I answer the question during the course of the show. Hey, so that takes care of some of our housekeeping rules for this morning. And again, hey, it's a great day, and every day above ground is a good day. And we're just happy for everyone that is tuning in and listening and taking time to check out what it is that we want to be sharing with you today. Well, what we're going to be talking about today is we'll give you some tips and techniques on advertising. And again, advertisement is a tax-deductible expense for your home-based business. Again, you're going to always hear me share about tax-deductible expenses. The information that I provide on here, you need to make sure you get with a licensed tax professional. I have to be one. But even if you don't choose to use the services that I offer, make sure you get with a licensed tax professional on any of the tax advice and information that we give you here on this broadcast, so that you can make sure that you use it and have it apply to you in applicable matters. Okay, advertising, again, tax-deductible expense. And why tax-deductible expenses to the home-based business owner? They are very, very important because you want to lower your taxable income. And if President Bush and President Obama has said that one of the best ways to fight the recession is by having a home-based business. And so that's why, you know, we have this platform, Home-Based Business 101, is to get the word out. To get the word out, you need to own a home-based business. Also, hey, you can Google a person by the name of Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, Botkin, B-O-T-K-I-N, who said the following: not having a home-based business is like being brain dead. Why? Because it is a great tax shelter, and it also can produce residual income, which is one of the things that is so important to learn how to do, position yourself to produce residual income. So this advertisement cost, or what we're going to talk about in terms of the day, in terms of advertising techniques, expenses that you might incur in terms of advertising your business is tax deductible, and you want to make sure that the thing that you do helps lower your tax. Okay, enough said on that. Let's talk about advertising. You know, because you have a business, you got to get the word out. You know, and there's lots of techniques and methods. We're going to cover some today, and then we're going to highlight a particular one, which is mobile marketing. Before I get into mobile marketing, let's just talk about advertisement, and then I'm going to, bringing that into play with the subject matter that I really want to cover. Advertising. I've seen all types of advertisement, and there's some great ones. I remember one year, me and my wife, we was leaving Merle, and we were going to go to Disney World, so we've taken 95 South, and if we got certain places, I think we started seeing this sign in Virginia, and it was a billboard sign that said, "Make sure you stop at," and some of you might have seen it drive down 95, "stop at Pedro, south of the border in South Carolina." You know, so we kept put a sign in Virginia, you know, several times on 95, and of course we was coming through North Carolina. And you kept seeing the sign. You kept seeing the sign. What's this, Pedro, south of the border? You know, and so when we got to cross the North Carolina, South Carolina state border line, you know, then you started seeing the sign even more. "You're only so many miles from Pedro, south of the border." You know, and so we had seen the sign, and we ride, we go on a pretty good distance anyway. We drive her from there all the way down to Orlando to Disney World. We said, "Well, let's see what this Pedro south of the border is like." And, you know, we got off the exit when we got to where it was and stopped there, you know, and the place really didn't impress me. We still, you know, we bought a coffee mug, some other stuff. But the point I'm making is that billboard sign, you know, we saw it over and over and over again driving down 95. And they got what they wanted out of us. They got us to stop. Great form of advertising. I mean, so how many other people driving down 95 and "stop at Pedro, south of the border" also did stop and spend something? So, you know, hey, I'm pretty sure they're advertising for that billboard. Worked out pretty good for them. I know it got us, and how many other millions of people did, you know, that billboard sign get. So, you know, so billboards, they're a great way to advertise. You know, and depending on the product you have, and depending on what your advertising budget is, because whether or not you can afford, you know, one of those type things. Another form of advertisement, that people have done, and, you know, I've tried, you know, in the past. I don't do it anymore because it really has become outdated, is ads in newspapers. You know, I've been thinking, put me an ad in a newspaper. Everybody reads newspapers. You know, well, I used to think everybody read the newspaper because I read a lot. People go through there. They'll go see my ad, and they'll give me a call. Well, you know, we put ads in the paper. Think about running newspaper ads. Needs to be in there every day, and you got to hope, you know, you got somebody that's going to scan through and have to see your ad, and at the same time, you know, need what it is that you're advertising to call. In most cases, kind of expensive, but, it's a dying advertising feature nowadays because of technology and social media, right, all the things that we have, which I'm going to get into as we move further along from style, especially around advertising. And again, if you have a question, you can text that question to 252 406-0774. Again, that's 252-406-0774. You're listening to the We Work From Home Morning Show. So, you know, newspaper print, you know, magazine print. So it was time, you know, with this magazine in Baltimore where, you know, me and my wife, we had a summer camp, and like, wow, we need to make sure we have an ad in the Baltimore Child, because that was a magazine that went out specifically to people who were looking to place their children in some type of, you know, child-centered program. So, you know, we, you know, getting our money together to make sure we can get an ad in there. You know, we're going to get a quarter page, you know, be able to stretch out for the full page ad. I mean, you know, and then, hey, the prices, you know, again, even though that was back in the 90s, but I mean, still, you know, the prices were not, they were not cheap, you know. And, you know, I always look at, okay, well, what's the yield you're going to get on your advertising in terms of money that you're going to put out? So that was, you know, a form of advertising. And another one is radio advertising. Yeah, radio advertising. You know, and so there was some radio stations at the time we were looking at doing, when we were doing our summer camps and our after-school program, how could we get some radio advertising? Because, you know, we knew we needed to advertise. You know, that's the bottom line. And so, again, with your business, you got to advertise. And the form that you choose, that's going to be up to you. We're going to share a new revolutionary form with you in a few minutes here. I'm just walking through this whole thing of advertising. So, you know, we looked at radio advertising. Wow. And that's how I got on Blog Talk Radio, because it was a station in Maryland. Kathy Hughes has WOL and WLOB. And, you know, I looked at wanting to get a show on there. And, you know, it was like, you know, the price was not in my budget at the time in terms of the price to get on there. And then also looking at, you know, how to put advertisements on there. And, again, the price was not within the budget for what we wanted to do, based on what our cash flow was going to be from our summer program, how much money we could spend, and did we want to spend, you know, a third of what we were going to make on advertising. You know, I don't want to spend no more than 10% of what we were going to make on advertising. Not a third of what I was going to make. But to me, that's just not a good profit margin ratio, just kicking a third of my money out for advertising. I still know I have some other fixed expenses, especially since I had to do payroll and other things in the program. Then there's television advertising, because, you know, that's when you really feel like, wow, people watch television, I can advertise on TV. I mean, if you know anything about television advertising, I always used to wonder, you know, why the Super Bowl advertising is so huge. You know, well, you got a captive audience for that Super Bowl advertising. I mean, and people always kind of come up with new ads each year for Super Bowl comes up. You know, main, you know, people like Budweiser and you know, some of the other people. I think of them. See, too many, they advertise for hard. I think about them. But you know, and then how much they spend? Almost like $1 million for 30 seconds worth of advertising. That's deep. And then, you know, I had looked at advertising on TV, and then I saw where also, though, on some of the channels, not the major station channels, but some of the minor station channels, that you could advertise from midnight to, like, about 5 in the morning was their cheapest rate. But again, you just can't have an ad on once if you want to do that type of advertising campaign. You need to be on there every night with at least 4 or 5 ads, you know, at least every hour, every 2 hours, if you really want to capture people's attention. The same way as I started off and told you about that billboard, Pedro, south of the border, that captured my attention and my wife's attention when we were driving to Disney World from Maryland, taking 95 South. So that leads us to advertising today. Okay. One of the hottest features, especially since, you know, a lot of people, we're into the social media and issues of, you know, using Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all of these different social media networks and things to get information out about what we're doing and all of that. One of the hottest and newest features in advertising is mobile marketing. You said, well, what is mobile marketing? Mobile marketing is basically using text messages to get your message out to your audience. You say, well, I'll tell you why. Why text messages? Well, I can email people. Well, see, that was another form of advertising. So at one time, email advertising and marketing was great because it was, when it first came on the scene, everybody wanted to run home, get on their computer, so they could hear, you got mail. Y'all know who put that one out, AOL. But anyway, you know, so, you know, email was a hot thing, and then it came up with, you know, eventually spam folders, junk mail. And then if people don't, now people, if they don't know who's emailing, they don't respond, I bet you this, you send out a text. Even if they don't know who the text is from, they text back, who's this? How'd you get my number? They don't, because right now I might be giving away a market secret for the future. Because right now with your email, there's no, not your email, I'm talking about with your text messages, there's no junk folder. There's no spam folder on your phone. It says inbox for your texts. There's no spam box, no junk box. All texts just come right on through. Now, you know, some people have gotten selected to the, you know, the answer, but most people, when I send out texts, even if people don't remember who I am, they'll text back, who is this? And when I respond to them, you know, oh, okay, yeah. Now, so what is mobile marketing? Mobile marketing, it allows you, and some businesses are really, you know, taking off with this, developing what's called Mobile Marketing Plus. Mobile marketing allows you to send text messages out. And I'm not talking about how you do with your regular phone where, you know, you can text maybe five people at a time or whatever. No, with a mobile marketing software and program that you would use, you sending out your text messages, you can send out, you know, like, hey, you know, text it to like 1,000 people if you got that many people in your database. You know, or how many people you have in your database. But like places like Hooters and several other different businesses have established mobile marketing clubs. And what they do is they use mobile marketing to advertise. And you say, well, how do you use it to advertise? It's like, say if you have a restaurant, what you do is as you people come to your restaurant, you have fill out or you can put it on the receipt, text, you know, such and such to short code number. Okay, what's the short code number? You've probably seen these things. You go to a mall and they have a sign up there, and they ask you to text a keyword into a short code number. And if you want to just test it out, you know, hey, you can text learn more to short code number 58203. That's short code because I have a mobile marketing program that I use also family with my business. But I mean, just so you know, for example purposes, you know, if you go ahead and you text that word, all one word, learn more, to 58203, you'll get a message back. And what you can do, see, for your own business, you get you a develop what's called a keyword, and you get a short code number. And what that enables you to do is be able to advertise to your customers or your prospects. And what you really want to be able to do if you have a business is every time you give out a receipt to people, one of the things you want to do is having your keyword and your short code number on that receipt, and let people know there's a special discount and other stuff make sure you go and register for our mobile marketing book. He said, okay, well, why would they do that? Well, let's say, again, I'm saying if you had a restaurant, that's like a traditional business, not a home-based business. I'm going to tie back to home-based business here in a second. Let's say you had a restaurant. You send out a short code. You send out a text saying, next 10 people stops by, gets a free chicken wing platter. And, you know, and you have a special code number in there. Put them in when they come by, bam, they just scan it in and they get their free chicken wing platter. Let's say, you know, what we're talking about here, home-based business. You have a home-based business and you send out a short code, a message saying, hey, next 10 people that respond get 10% off on their next purchase or 20% off on their next purchase. But what it allows you to do, the biggest thing about mobile marketing, it allows you to be able to communicate with your customer base, your prospect base, instantly and go straight to their cell phone and they see it and they respond back instantly because the average text is answered within 4 minutes or less. Now, unless I'm on a call or doing something else, when somebody texts me, I usually text them back in less than a minute. That's how this whole thing works in terms of texting and what people do, you know, with that. So you want to make sure that you get to learn more and understand more about mobile marketing. And if you need more information, make sure you give me a call at 252-406-0774. I'm just covering some of the basics today in terms of mobile marketing and how it can really help you with your advertisement and your business. And you know what? The other thing about mobile marketing, it's not as expensive as some of you might think. Actually, really, it is one of the most inexpensive ways of advertising a business nowadays, considering all of the other expenses that people traditionally spend on advertising. Again, if you have a question, text that question to 252-406-0774. And so you want to get involved with this mobile marketing, and you can Google mobile marketing, and you can find out a lot about different programs and services that people offer. But if you want to get some inside scoop, again, give me a call at 252-406-0774, and I can give you the inside 411 on mobile marketing and what are some of the better programs out there that can help you with advertising your product and then at the same time, you know, find out what it is that you do from home and how to best tailor mobile marketing to what you do. So, you know, hey, that's what, you know, we wanted to cover this morning, this whole how to use technology, the latest, I won't call it fad, but the latest evolution in advertising is mobile marketing. And just think about this, Steve. Those of you that have cell phones. See, I know people, they get up, they leave out their house, go where they got to go. If they forgot their cell phone, they running back home to get it. So when you think about the power of advertising through mobile marketing, through reaching people on their cell phone versus the mailbox. See, I used to get stamps, send out a bunch of stuff in the mail. You know, people open it, or they might not open it. Yeah, they might read it, or they might throw it in the trash can. I used to try to do email blasts. They came up with junk mail, you know. And then even with email blasts, even if it doesn't go to the people's junk folder or their spam folder, you know, they might open it, they might not. And if they do, you usually don't, you know, you get, if you got a 6% response, you get pretty good. I'm telling you something. It's mobile marketing. Staying out of Texas. And, you know, structure it right. You know, because there's a whole thing of how to do it. You know, it's not a how to do it show on mobile marketing. This is what mobile marketing is and how you can use it. That's what my main thing is today to share with you. But, I mean, yeah, there's some specifics, like anything, you need to go into and knowing how to use it and make it applicable to your business. But it can do wonders for you. It can do wonders for you. And at the same time, it has you directly connected to your customer base, your prospect base, your database of folks as you gather those names, numbers, and things. Those cell numbers. Because me and my wife, we do a lot of times when we're setting appointments with people, even though we'll leave on your voicemail a callback number, if it's a cell line, boom, we send them a text. They may not answer their phone, but they're going to answer that text. You know, and I'm just telling you, it works. It works. If you have a business, this is the new way to advertise, and you need to make sure that you take advantage of it, because if you don't, you're losing money. And as a business owner, you know, there's three ways to run a business. Never forget this. Either you make a profit, you break even, or you run it at a loss. And the last two, breaking even and running at a loss, if you just motor your business, you're not going to stay in business too long. Okay? You might hang for a while, but you're not going to stay too long. So you've got to be able to run your business at a profit and have a profit margin. And mobile marketing can really help you with advertising. Again, the money you spend is tax deductible, and there's some mobile marketing plans that are very reasonable. If you'd like to get some advice on some, you know, again, give us a call at 252-406-0774, or you can leave a comment on our homepage here at blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101, all one word. And, hey, we want to thank you for tuning in today. We shared with you an advertising technique called mobile marketing, and we addressed the issue of advertising, something that you have to do for your business. You have to advertise. The other form of advertising that you always want to use, too, besides being able to deal with mobile marketing, is word of mouth. And, you know, word of mouth, people just sharing, another person sharing. The same way, you know, someone goes sees a good movie and they tell somebody about it. Someone goes to a restaurant and they tell somebody about it. But as you get, you know, as I'm out and about and I meet a lot of people at times, so as I gather those names and those numbers, and I put those cell numbers into a database that allows me to be able to send out texts to them as I have different mobile marketing campaigns, and also getting people to join my mobile marketing club. So that's mobile marketing for today, and close out with a couple motivational tips. And, you know, so as we wrap up today's show, and, hey, people, remember this. You wake up every morning, you should be able to say this every morning. Thank you, God, for all the blessings I have, all the blessings I receive. Remember this. Your spirit is a substance which forms itself according to your demands. You must have a pattern from which to work. See, a pan of dough is willing to be formed into bread or biscuit. It makes no difference to the spirit. It's what we demand of ourselves. And with that said, I'll close you with this last piece for the day. And it goes like this. It's a piece from Elijah Benjamin Mates. It says, only a minute. Ask only just a minute. Only 60 seconds in it. What's the fun me? Can't refuse it. Didn't seek it. Didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it. Give a count if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute. But an eternity is in it. So use your minutes wisely. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi. here on the radio show, and we, you know, we just thank you for tuning in. God bless you, and check us out again tomorrow, and may you have a